This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Lynn Neary in Washington. Join guest host Joe Palca on the next Science Friday for a science news roundup, including a look at the social relationships of clownfish and why trees in New York City grow so big. That's tomorrow on Talk of the Nation Science Friday. And here are some of the day's top stories from NPR News. Lawmakers are trying to do something about the millions of unsolicited emails deluging American computers every day. 9 bills have been introduced, all trying to regulate the widespread use of spam. Also, federal authorities are investigating possible arms shipments to Iran made by American businesses. Agents have searched the offices of 18 companies, but no arrests have yet been made. Details on both of those stories later today on All Things Considered from NPR News. Right now, we're talking about the proliferation of small arms around the world. Our guest is Rachel Stoll, a senior analyst with the Center for Defense Information. She's joining us by phone from the United Nations in New York. And we'd like to take a call now, Rachel, while we still have you. This is from Usman, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, in Baltimore.
That's correct.
Go ahead.
Lynn, good show, okay?
Thanks.
I'm first caller. I just wonder, a few years ago, the president of Mali, the ex-president of Mali, Alpha Omar Konare, had put something together, tried to ban the circulation of small arms in West Africa. I wonder if your guest is aware of that, and if so, what could be the implication of this kind of initiative, because Alpha is becoming, I believe today, has been elected or is becoming the president of African Unity Union. So what kind of implication that kind of, you know, political initiative can have? That's my question.
Thanks so much for your call.
I'll take my answer off the air.
Thank you. Rachel?
Well, certainly, as your previous guest, Afi, so aptly described, the West African moratorium is a very important political measure as well as a confidence-building measure. It would ban the, or it does ban the importation, exportation, and production of small arms and light weapons. West Africa is deluged with small arms that have been recycled from conflicts starting in Liberia through to Sierra Leone as well as to the Ivory Coast. This moratorium, if it were able to work as intended, would prevent the weapons from circulating across borders. The problem, of course, in West Africa, as with many other regions in the world, is the porous borders, is the arms brokering that is unregulated and that is able to function on the black market. And so without a concerted effort to not only ban the production and import and export of these weapons, but without the effective mopping up, if you will, collection, destruction, and proper stockpile management of these weapons, they're going to continue to circulate from country to country in the region, even with a good mechanism like a moratorium in place.
Yeah, it seems to me, Rachel, that given that so much of this problem can stem back to either illegal weapons markets or the gray market, as you were describing it earlier, how are international treaties really going to be effective in any way fighting this kind of problem?
Well, we cannot let governments off the hook because the majority of illicit arms transfers started out in the legal market. And what I mean by that is that the legal market has allowed the weapons to be sold to places that perhaps have shady practices with regards to their own use. Perhaps they're using weapons for human rights abuses or providing them to non-state actors for violence and crime and to terrorize populations. Or perhaps they're being transferred to other third parties that the weapons were never intended to go to. And so there is definitely government responsibility and culpability for the illicit transfer and the illicit use of these weapons. Any weapon that is legally transferred but is used illegally is illicit. So it can still be legal, but it is being misused.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being with us, Rachel.
Thank you.
Rachel Stoll is a senior analyst at the Center for Defense Information, and she joined us by phone from the United Nations Conference on Small Arms Proliferation.